Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Costa in for Stoney today, going into 4th of July weekend. And with it being 4th of July weekend, we need to get the do's and the don'ts at the barbecue from John Jansen. So you have prepared some things for people?
I have. And I was just trying to get one more bit of information, which...
Is this outfit acceptable? Is this a do or a don't at the barbecue this weekend? This is very summertime, party vibes, a little Miami Vice flair to it.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody needs some comedy at their grill.
That's mean.
I mean, you show up, but especially if you and your wife show up in matching outfits, like it wouldn't matter if it was, you know, teal and pink, which, by the way, you look great in teal and pink. My dad always used to bring home these ties. He'd say, what do you think about this? I'm like, well, I wouldn't wear it, but it looks good on you. Same thing. I wouldn't wear it, but it looks good on you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there are some do's and don'ts. And I'm going to go abroad at first because this is the 4th of July. This is celebrating our independence, the fact that we live in the best country in the world. Sure, we have a lot of problems. And we can identify those. Now is not necessarily the time for us to do that, but we do live in the greatest country in the world. So how do we celebrate that? We celebrate it by going to parades. We celebrate it by going and experiencing the fireworks and listening to all of those things that go on, watching our veterans in the parades and honoring those that have served our country. I know that we have Memorial Day, but this one is... It's
all encompassing.
It is. And I have always been very partial to my hometown. They put on a great fireworks display as well as a parade that is my hometown of Clawson, Michigan. So if you are looking for an outstanding parade to go to on the 4th of July, Clawson will be having theirs on Monday from 11 a.m. to 10:30. It's a celebration in the park. The parade will start at 9 o'clock. It is outstanding, finishing with a great fireworks display.
I have been to Clawson's fireworks before.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is. They do a very good job. Are you the grand marshal of the parade?
No, just an advertiser. but it's, you know, whatever community that you are in, and I know, you know, hey, they had the Ford fireworks, I believe it was Monday night, which was outstanding. A lot of people had a chance to see those. I'm going to be going down on Saturday night to the ones that they're going to have at the Henry Ford and Greenfield Village. There are a number of opportunities. So a must is a parade. A must is fireworks. That's what you get. Now, what you do between the parade and the fireworks. There are plenty of festivals, plenty of community events going on. Please participate inside your community around the state of Michigan, but at your home. Now we're going to get a little bit more specific. All right. There must be grilled meats, grilled or smoked. There's no question about it. And even if you don't like meat, there is somebody in your house, I'm sure, that does. Heather, I'm talking to you.
I know.
I know your husband. Probably likes a good steak, maybe some ribs, maybe a brisket. Whatever your choice is, there's no wrong answer when you have meat on the grill. I mentioned the fireworks. If you have the ability, while you are standing next to the grill, obviously you must have cold beverage in hand. Mm-hmm. For some, it's a beer. For some, it's, you know, umbrella drinks. For others, it might just be a Coke, Diet Coke, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, whatever your flavor is. You must have cold drink in hand. A campfire, I believe, is a must. Another thing about the weekend, especially since the 4th of July falls on a Monday.
You get the extended weekend.
You get the extended weekend. some water time, whether it's on the boat, it's at the beach, you know, somebody probably knows somebody with a pool. I think that is the perfect time to enjoy, especially since it's going to be hot this weekend. And the weather is going to be really nice. A little cloudy today. Sun comes back out tomorrow and Sunday. It looks like the weather is going to be good on Monday as well. And if you have the ability, it is a great opportunity. And I will say this every holiday that there is, but especially the 4th of July with the weather that's going to be nice. If you can take a kid fishing, take a kid fishing. You get yourself out, you get those kids out to enjoy one of the greatest things that we in the state of Michigan can enjoy, whether it's on the shore, from boat, at a pier, many opportunities to get out there and take a kid fishing. It's a must.
If you want to bore them to death, I suppose, yeah, take them
fishing. Oh, jeez, I should take you.
Put them
you I'm going to take you fishing because you will have the greatest time.
I think that's possible.
Oh, listen, that is something I will. I guarantee you I could prove you wrong, unless you just don't like touching fish.
I don't mind touching fish. So are you boat adjacent or do you have a boat? Like, how does this
work? I do have a boat, okay. Yes.
Because that's the other thing. If you don't have a boat, you got to be boat adjacent going into the 4th of July weekend. That's a critical step for the summer, right? Otherwise, how are you going to get out on the water?
Well, yeah, like I said, you could go shore fishing. You can go to a beach and swim. There's plenty of opportunities. And I know Heather had in her news story that there are some of the beaches that are closed. Make sure you're careful and you're aware of the beaches you're going to. But there are plenty more that you can pack and be a part of the festivities that are going around the state of Michigan. Now, here's the other one. No soy burgers. No.
What about Heather? She wants to put a veggie patty on the grill this weekend. Is John going to come in there and slap it off the grill?
She can bring her own grill. It's just
my grill. Can't contaminate your grill?
Heather has to bring her own grill.
They tend to burn on my grill, and I don't know what I've tried to figure that out. It just happens. Now, here's the other one. And this one is more specific to me, something that I must do at the 4th of July weekend, especially with the weather being nice. And Tom, I know you're going to love it when I say this one. I'm going to pull out the hog and take her for a ride.
So, why do you call it the hog?
Because that's what you call a Harley. It's a hog.
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know it?
Probably my favorite moment of the show since you've been on it is when you said that the first time.
Yep, I'm going to pull out the hog.
So I didn't realize you had a motorcycle either until it was one Friday. The afternoon guys did a Who Said It, and they were trying to figure out who at the station drove a Harley, and nobody could figure it out.
Really?
I don't think it would be that big of a stretch to eliminate some individuals.
Who would you think? Stoney's not driving a motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He sits in the sidecar with Cindy.
I could see Gator. Yeah. I could see Gator.
Sitting in the sidecar with him and his dog.
I could see Gator with a motorcycle. Could you?
Really?
You could?
Maybe an e-bike. I mean.
Well, Doug would have
the
e-bike.
What's wrong with the e-bike?
No, nothing. I'm just saying I picture him more with an e-bike than a motorcycle. Okay. No, nothing's wrong with the e-bike. I don't picture Doug with a motorcycle.
Anybody else driving a Harley at this station?
You don't think Woj? I couldn't even get that out with a straight face.
I don't think, when you stop, you actually have to put your feet down. I don't think his feet would reach.
I mean, Rieger's electric only.
Yeah, he'd be the one with the Vespa.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yep.
Maybe Rico?
He's got a secret life. Yeah. He's got a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I could see Rico doing that. How about you? You have any do's and don'ts that...
this was the John Jansen presentation. We are living in Jansen's America. I figured that you had this covered. I feel like you hit on the high notes. Mm-hmm. Be around water, if not in water. Do a little bit of grilling. Be outside.
Yeah.
Fireworks are cool. I mean, listen, I'm not someone who shoots off fireworks, but I like appreciating the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Not going to blow an arm off or something.
I love lighting off fireworks. Things that go boom are just fun.
I leave that to the professionals.
I think being on a boat is probably a super high priority. In fact, I think there's probably people out there who intentionally try to hang out with people who have boats.
Oh, absolutely. That's a thing.
Oh, for yeah. sure.
Like, I can't stand this person, but I know they have a boat. So you butter them up around this time of year.
It's like, hey, I know I'm moving in the next year. I better make friends with somebody with a truck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.